I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When you're talking to David Lee Roth, it's always a stream of consciousness. And David has a brand new residency coming up in Las Vegas beginning in January. And Dave, we got to ask you, when people bring this up, they say, David Lee Roth, there has never been a guy that's more perfect for Las Vegas. Is that a compliment, or do you take that as a bit of a jab?
Well, it's a compliment because it means universal. You don't go to Las Vegas unless you appeal to a whole lot more people than your playlist. Somebody like Steven Tyler is well-known beyond rock and roll. They're not a cowboy out there that doesn't know Steven going, there's not a hip-hop guy who doesn't know how to walk this way because of his Run-DMC single. And the rest of the folks just know him because he came off of American Idol. God bless. You better be international, universal, way past your five songs. You need five songs to play Las Vegas. That's the ancient biblical saying, and the best example of that's probably Tom Jones. What's New Pussycat, right? You can start to name the songs and everybody at the bar joins in, okay? I have 26 songs. I have 26 songs that you will recognize instantly that you probably know the lyrics better than I do if you are a fan of classic rock. Now, lately, when Van Halen was going to go on tour, tentatively, we had everybody from Jason Aldean, the country star, to Metallica working with us. That's across the board universal because I love life. Life loves those who love life. And my first response is, as how are you? How are you doing out there? There are musicians who are well-aimed virtuoso, for example, in that space that look at me. Look what I can do. Perhaps Eddie is more reversed in that. Look at the craft of what I can do. Las Vegas is the showbiz capital of the earth, not because we all play there. We always did. It's because the venues are the best. Crybaby, whiny-ass music critic dicks like me are constantly complaining about the sound and the lights and the seating and the drinks, and Vegas has knocked it out, the eye out of that. That's why Las Vegas is the epicenter. Plus, you can stay up all night on a school night. You don't have to call home. What do you think?
I think it's going to be awesome. And Dave, you pointed out the fact that you have 26, 28 songs ready to go, and we already know you're a huge fan of Motown. By the way, we're talking to David Lee Roth. Is there a Motown song that might surprise us that's going to fit into this list?
Well, Dancing in the Streets we did once upon a time, but the spirit is Get Ready. Everybody knows that vibe, that attitude. And that's really what's in the Van Halen music and especially in my solo work as well. It's the invisibles. It's the intangibles. And in between those songs, wow. You guys familiar with the Springsteen one-man show going over on Broadway?
Yes.
Yeah.
He hardly even plays the music and nobody knows. We're all going to pay $1,500 a ticket happily just to hear in between the songs because I want to hear the stories. I want to look under the hood. I want to see the engine. I want to feel what he felt. I want to smell the coffee in the story he's telling me. You talk about the kitchen, I want to smell the coffee. And he's that good, and I think I might just be too. Come to Vegas, take a listen.
Hey, David, I got a question for you. Like you mentioned earlier, Elton's done a residency, Aerosmith's doing it there, Foreigner's about to do one, you're opening one at the Mandalay Bay. Is this going to be the new touring, i.e. going to destination places and having the fans come to you, or will it still be the old-fashioned tours going on in concert with this?
You'll use both comprehensively. What has changed is Las Vegas has really upped the ante in terms of this is the best place to see any kind of music there is. I don't care if it's an opera revision, Blue Man Group, Cirque du Soleil, or David Lee Roth. The sound, the lights, the seating, and here you go. You didn't beat the hell out of your singers on another 10-hour bus ride. You didn't try and get your sound check done in 4 hours. You didn't try and get your lighting rig set up and tuned in 3 hours. You spent days doing it. You spent nights working the corners, refining it, working it, refining it some more. And when you walk in and see one of our shows, you're getting the absolute best, excuse-free.
So David Lee Roth is who we're talking to. He's got the Vegas residency. It kicks off January 8th, House of Blues. You know, since you can work through all this stuff, and there are all these songs, and dude, you're gifted and talented. You're able to move in and out of different genres. And even if you can't sing like I can't, and, you know, Brian, a little bit better than me, for a guy like you, is there a song that you have loved your whole life and you thought, hell, man, this is my chance. I'm going to work it into this show. But for whatever reason, you couldn't get it?
That's an interesting question. My taste in music is so diverse that it could be virtually anything from Tex Ritter to Eric B. and Rakim, and you probably can't name me any of the songs that come from that. My contention is, what is the vibe in the audience? I'm an MC, I'm a host, and I speak multiple languages. We work with a crowd. We don't steamroll. We call it bulldozing. We don't bulldoze. A lot of bands do that. They're going to stand up and bulldoze you. And doesn't matter whether you cheer here or there, the song order is always the same. The speeches are always the same. The talk is always the same. Hello, people. Hello, Cleveland. How are you? Well, that's actually written down, and she's reading it from an electronic monitor. Hello, Cleveland. How are you? And, okay, God bless. That's one approach. Perhaps Broadway runs that way. Shakespeare, you don't change a syllable. It alters. It changes. It's a lot more like word jazz. There's an improv, and you are part of the band. You are part of the show, as opposed to simply watching it. Kind of like as if you discover that the goldfish speaks English and you begin a conversation. Now you're transfixed.
You know, Dave, you never disappoint.
That was a good one.
That
are
was
you
good.
Laughing?
Yes, that was good, you know, because we've all been there. I know we only got about a minute left, Dave, and I read something over the weekend. I think it was this weekend. Maybe it was late last week.
Wait a minute. You've been where? Where you were staring at the goldfish and it spoke to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, many times. It wasn't just a goldfish. It's been a lot of
that
different things, Dave.
Like a weekend to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, believe me, we'll be there in Vegas. Trust
me. Come to Portland. We'll show you around.
There's a lot of good stuff here, my friend.
Talk to me. I'm listening.
And you got to get up here to Portland, man. Take it on the road and come here, and we'll all talk to the goldfish together.
We need to make a t-shirt.
Talk to the fish.
Portland.
So we've been talking with David Lee Roth this morning, and it's the question that everybody wants to know the answer.
David, we were reading over the weekend that there may be some talks between you and Alex and Eddie Van Halen about the future of the band. What's going on?
There is no more Van Halen, guys. Sorry to say, we canceled our third tour here, and Eddie has a story to tell. It's not mine to tell you. And if you want to hear the classics, this is the face of it from this point on. We take it as seriously as all of you listening to this. But everybody has their own medical, judicial, political issues. And I look 26 in the mirror, but I'm actually 62, at or about. And with great respect, we move into the future. Enough said.
There you go, right out of the horse's mouth. Suddenly, Gary Cherone is back in the picture.
More than words.
Sammy's out. David's out. Who else can we go to?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.